It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And sent you.
WFLF Pine Hills, Orlando. WMGF HD3, Mount Dora, Orlando. News Radio WFLA, an iHeart radio station.
Good morning, Orlando. This is Orlando's news, weather, and traffic on News Radio WFLA Orlando on FM 94.1, FM 93.1, the 50,000 watt AM 540, and worldwide on your iHeart radio app. I'm Simon Conway.
And I'm Alan Spector. Our top story this hour: protests continue at UCLA and police get involved. More in 1 minute.
And the cicadas are coming right up on Good Morning Orlando.
8:01 on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Police entered the campus of UCLA in Los Angeles this morning to clear the encampments of pro-Palestinian protesters who refused to leave last night. Several have been arrested and more arrests are likely. Fox's William LaJeunesse has the latest from the UCLA campus.
You know that Royce Hall is on one side, the library is on the other. The people on the inside had barricaded those doors. Well, it looks like police to me have made another entry point up along Royce Hall. So right now they've been kind of contained to this one entry point, but now it appears to me that police have made a second place. They're going to be able to get into that encampment quicker and try to clear the people out in a faster fashion.
The LAPD has released a statement saying their officers will remain in the area to ensure public safety until the situation is resolved. The protest movement seems to be growing at the University of South Florida in Tampa. Up to 300 people marched from Temple Terrace to MLK Plaza yesterday in a pro-Palestine protest. Police were present, but no arrests were made and no tear gas was used as it had been the day before. On Capitol Hill, members of the Senate Judiciary Committee are speaking out about the protests on college campuses. Florida Republican Rick Scott said parents in his state are rethinking the safety of their kids at northern schools.
I've talked to some individuals in my state. They're at these schools, and they've been for months now scared to death for their safety.
Scott says the federal government needs to stop funding schools that allow the violent anti-Israel protests. The Arizona State Senate has voted to repeal that state's Civil War-era abortion ban. Two Republicans joined Democrats to pass the proposal. The bill now heads to Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs' desk to be signed. The Vice President of the United States is rallying in Florida for reproductive rights. Kamala Harris was in Jacksonville on the day the state's six-week abortion ban took effect.
So listen, I think we all know this is a fight for freedom. The fundamental freedom to make decisions about one's own body and not have their government tell them what they're supposed to do.
Harris blamed former President Trump for the increased abortion restrictions across the country because he handpicked three justices to the U.S. Supreme Court that overturned Roe v. Wade. The Miami Heat season is over. Last night in Boston, the Celtics crushed Miami 118-84 in Game 5 of their first-round NBA playoff series. Boston wins the series 4-1. The Heat were again without injured superstar Jimmy Butler, but head coach Eric Spoelstra says they simply ran into a better team.
They've been the best team in basketball all season long, and in this series, in four of the games, you know, they played as such. That had nothing to do with the injuries.
Boston will now face the winner of the Cavaliers-Magic series, which goes to Game 6 tomorrow in Orlando, the Magic trailing Cleveland 3-2. WFLA News Time is 8:04. Find more stories online at WFLAOrlando.com. The bonus bucks contest continues just after 9 o'clock with the first of 9 chances today to win $1,000. The third hour of Good Morning Orlando starts now.
Hey there, early birds. It's our historical showdown. Will Allen's ding ring out like victory bells?
Will the buzzer rain on his parade? Keep that dial locked to Good Morning Orlando, where the past gets a modern twist. It's This Day in History.
Good morning, Orlando. It is 8:05 on our Thursday morning get-together. It is indeed time for This Day in History. What's the score, Alan?
The score. Let's see. So I was 3-1 the first day, and I was 1-3, so that was 4-4. And then yesterday I was 3-1, 7-5.
Yes,
7 right, 5 wrong so far this week.
Yes, very, very good week. This day in history, the year 1878, the United States stopped minting what?
This day, what was the date?
Mm-hmm. 1878.
1878, the U.S. stopped minting
what?
$5 coins.
You could have said Altoids. No, it was the 20-cent coin.
The old 20-center. Mm-hmm.
The old 20-center. Gone. History. This day in history, the year 1885, just a few short years later.
Mm-hmm.
What magazine began publishing?
1885.
Mm.
What magazine began? I'm going to say... Life magazine.
Good housekeeping, my friend. 1885, good housekeeping. This day in history, the year 1933, in Scotland, someone grabbed a picture, allegedly, of what?
Scotland. 1933, someone grabbed a picture.
Mm-hmm. Took a picture of...
Oh, they took a picture of... I thought somebody stole a picture.
No. Sorry, that was my fault. Little language problem between the UK and the USA just then.
They took a picture of themselves. It was the very first selfie.
I thought you were going to get that one. The Loch Ness Monster.
Allegedly.
I did say allegedly. This day in history, you're 0-3 right now.
Ouch.
I thought you were going to have a good day today. This day in history, the year 1974.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to the former Vice President of the United States, Spiro Agnew?
He was convicted.
No, can't give you that. He was disbarred for tax evasion.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. It's the big 0-4 day.
Yeah, I can't believe I couldn't remember the chain of events regarding Spiro Agnew and the date he was disbarred versus the day he was convicted. I apologize to you and everyone else listening this morning.
Yeah, get with the picture. I feel.
I'm so unashamed, yeah.
And the Loch Ness Monster. I mean, come on.
Don't even go there.
Nessie.
So from 7-5, you have now gone to 7-9.
Okay.
There'll be more tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, it is 8:09. As we all commiserate with Alan. This is Good Morning Orlando.
Cheer up.
Top stories we're following for you this morning include, on the day Florida's 6-week abortion ban took effect, Vice President Kamala Harris was in Jacksonville rallying for what she calls reproductive freedom. Harris blamed former President Trump for increased abortion restrictions because he handpicked justices to the Supreme Court that overturned Roe v. Wade. Updates at least every 10 minutes on these stories throughout the morning, right here on Good Morning Orlando.
He only answers
The truth does live here. Glenn Beck, 9 to noon. News Radio WFLA, Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. It is 8:12 on our Thursday morning get-together. I think I want to do this almost like a movie thing. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso, The Rise of the Cicadas.
Yeah,
you're welcome. How are you?
They're creepy. Good morning. I do well.
Good morning. I'm well as well. So this is like a dramatic coming together of different types of cicadas, as far as I can figure out. But that's why you're here.
Yeah, this year there are two groups, or broods, as they call them, of periodical cicadas. That then you've got the group that are going to that emerge every 13 years. You've got those that emerge every 17 years. For most of their lives, they live underground, and then they emerge once the soil reaches 64 degrees at eight inches deep. This year, both groups, the 13-year and 17-year cicadas, will emerge, arriving at the same time in numbers that we haven't seen in generations. What that looks like, don't know. I'm not trying to scare anybody, like, you know, other people might, but they are creepy, and they're going to be loud, and they're going to be in big numbers. Of course, it's all temperature dependent on when they're going to emerge. It also depends on location. You know, of course, sooner in the south, perhaps a little later in the Midwest. Already we've heard that there've been sightings of cicadas in the southeast, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina. You see any down by you?
Well, not yet. I haven't, anyway. But my dogs, it's really interesting. My dogs are so interested in the ground when I'm walking them, and I'm convinced that they're hearing stuff. So any minute now. So once they come out, once they emerge, like a bad bee movie, we're talking hundreds of thousands, we're talking millions, and what are we talking in numbers, and how long till they die?
Probably not soon enough. So first of all, this is the first time since 1803 that the two broods emerged at the same time. Next time it's going to happen, we're told, is 2037. But it's being dubbed cicada invasion or cicada-geddon for a reason. Hundreds of trillions or even quadrillions of bugs are going to emerge from the ground. We're told it could be 1 million per acre. And they're going to be getting very noisy. The University of Illinois says cicada singing will reach decibels of 80 or from 80 to 100. So that's like a lawnmower or a hair dryer. And you look, they're harmless, mostly harmless, but they're a nuisance. They're not good for your shrubs or trees. So experts are saying maybe cover your shrubs with some netting. Don't leave pools or hot tubs open. Fix holes in the doors and screens of your home, and of course dispose of carcasses, as they tend to smell. So they're not around long, but they're just they're creepy, and they're loud.
I'm worried about my dog, one of them, eating them.
Yeah.
I really am. So our walks are going to be really very different for a while. So when you say they're not around long, I mean 2 weeks, a month, what are we talking about? Do you know?
Yeah, I think it's a couple of weeks. I don't have a hard
couple
answer
of weeks.
For you. I think it's a couple of weeks.
It's all right. No worries.
But then they go back into the ground, or they lay their eggs, and then they die. And what a horrible life. 17 years, say 13 years. You emerge, you hang out for a little bit, and then you die.
Yeah. Right.
But that's what they do, and the ground is shaking, so I would imagine that your dog is really in tune to what's about to happen by you.
Yeah, he's definitely acting differently. His nose, like, pressed to the grass when we're out. I mean, pressed to the grass.
Come to think of it, my dog has been doing the same. Wow, okay. I think that maybe he is onto something. The first time I ever saw a cicada, I was 16 and I was driving, and one hit my mirror, side mirror, and my arm, and landed in my lap. And I'm looking at this thing like, what is that? And I had to, you know, I didn't panic. I just kind of tried to focus. But that was my introduction to cicadas. They're weird looking, but they're harmless. Mm. They can cause some damage. They're loud, and you know they're the stuff that horror movies are made of.
Exactly. See, my scream was worthwhile at the beginning. Yeah. Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio. Thank you very much. At least I think. Thank you very much. We're all better informed now, I guess. Have yourself a great rest of the day, my friend. You take care. We'll talk soon. There you go. Rise of the Cicadas. Which really does sound like a terrible movie, doesn't it? Really does. It's 8:18, and this is Good Morning Orlando. Top stories we're following for you this morning include Columbia University's president is addressing NYPD's arrest of over 100 pro-Hamas protesters occupying a campus building. In a letter, Manu Shafiq said the escalation of protests had pushed the university to the brink, creating a disruptive environment and raising safety risks to an intolerable level. Updates at least every 10 minutes on these stories throughout the morning right here on Good Morning Orlando.
You can listen to us all across the radio dial, 93.1, 94.1, 107.7 HD3, and still on AM 540. And remember, always free on the iHeartRadio app. Search WFLA Orlando.
Hey, looking to spruce up your home a little bit? Well, we have your chance to win a dream home makeover. They're offering bathroom remodels, flooring, solar, roofing, and large appliances. And each category offers its own unique benefits for improving your home to create a perfect living space. And we do have to thank our sponsors, D-Best Floors & More, Sunwave Energy, Universal Roof & Contracting, and Southeast Steel Appliance Warehouse. You can get all the info now just by going to WFLAOrlando.com/contest. Good luck, and I hope your home looks good.
There you go. Absolutely. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as you heard Alan mention before, Governor Ron DeSantis yesterday signed a bill that is going to ban the selling or manufacturing of lab-grown so-called meat in Florida, and it will also prevent local regulation of electric vehicle charging stations. Okay? So what that means is that has to be a state thing, the second one, and nowhere in the state of Florida can you now sell or manufacture so-called meat grown in a lab.
No, thank you.
Who would want to eat that? Who would want to eat that? I wouldn't want to eat that. Ugh. It's now banned. And if it's grown in a lab, here's a question. I have a friend who's a vegan. Now, he's not a religious vegan, okay? So to me, there's two types always. There's your regular street vegans, right? Who this is just how they choose to live their life, and they're perfectly happy doing that, and they're perfectly happy with you doing you, right? And then there's the religious vegans, who make it their mission in life to convert you to veganism. All praise the lettuce or something. I don't know. But anyway, I have a friend who is a vegan, and I really need to ask him this question because I haven't done. Would he even eat lab-grown meat? Because he said to me, he described it to me one time like this. He said, I won't eat anything that ever had a face. Well, lab-grown meat never had a face, right? So I wonder if he would eat it. I'm curious now.
Loophole.
Unfortunately, because of the time difference, he lives in Hawaii. Mm. So he used to live in Orlando, made a load of money, moved to Hawaii. Not making that up. So I need to ask him that question because I don't know the answer. If you're a vegan, you should absolutely let us know. You can text us at 23680. That would be good.
Or you could send us a talkback.
Mm. Mm. Yes, you could. Absolutely. By the way, Alan, on the text line, JB in Haines City said, Loch Ness Monster, duh.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was a shot at me because I didn't get that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Let's get Jill from Haines City in here one morning, and you can throw these questions at her and see how she does. How's that?
Bill in Longwood says, this day in history is my favorite segment.
Well, good.
Hmm. There you go. There's lots of happening on the text line. I did enjoy the duh.
Yeah.
Richard in Lake County says, what are the chances that the Nessie picture was just a giraffe going for a swim?
Did you say giraffe?
Giraffe! 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 Giraffe!
Could have been.
Hmm. Hmm. Could have been.
Could have been one of them swimming giraffes.
Could have been, I guess, yes. Anyway, let's see. Oh, Jill, Haines City, I'm on my way. There is that whole pesky I-4 thing, though, Jill.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure Haines City to us in 30 minutes isn't going to happen. Tomorrow, maybe. Someone else said, so much for freedoms, it's not up to the government to decide what I can eat.
Yeah.
Reasonable point.
Maybe we can have a constitutional amendment to enshrine meat rights into the state constitution.
Uh-huh. Yes, if I want to eat something grown in a lab, I'll do it.
Yes.
It's been done for, look, government, you can talk about whether or not this is government's role, but there are many reports that this stuff might not be safe. So there's that. And then there is the agriculture industry, which is obviously brings in money. And the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services is trying to protect the state's cattle industry against what the governor called, quote, an ideological agenda that wants to finger agriculture as the problem. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that these folk want to eliminate is meat production in the United States. So there you go. That's what that's all about. All right. It is 8:28, ladies and gentlemen. And this is Good Morning Orlando.
There's another Starlink launch coming up tonight. And yeah, Florida bans mystery meat, those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together and elsewhere in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
Why do
Good morning, Orlando. 8:32 on our Thursday morning get-together. There's another Starlink launch coming up tonight, and Florida bans mystery meat. Here's Alan Spector in the WFLA News Center. Alan?
Simon, SpaceX is planning to launch a Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station tonight. Liftoff is set for 9:49 p.m. The rocket will be carrying 23 Starlink satellites into low Earth orbit to spread high-speed internet around the world. Now, coming up Monday night is the scheduled first crewed test flight of Boeing's Starliner spacecraft. Yesterday, veteran NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams met the media from the crew quarters at Kennedy Space Center. Wilmore said it's been quite a journey.
We have been through quite the process over the years, and it's been really a thrilling process. I mean, to be two Navy-trained test pilots and be into the process of this first flight.
Monday night's liftoff is set for 10:34 p.m. local time. A family's demanding answers after their 15-year-old son died on an Orange County school bus earlier this week. Loved ones of Jazeel Sanders say the College Park middle school student began having trouble breathing on his Monday morning bus ride. When the incident started, the family's attorney, Greg Francis, claims the bus driver traveled for another mile and passed a fire station before eventually calling 911.
Minutes, even seconds count anytime there's an emergency situation. Where measures could have been taken to give Jaseel a better chance to live.
The teen was taken to a hospital where he died. The family says they are outraged about how the incident was handled. Governor Ron DeSantis is signing a bill banning lab-grown meat in Florida.
It's not just a question of, oh, well, they want to put this out there on the market. If some people like it, they can do it. That's not really what they're going for.
Speaking to cattle ranchers and future farmers in Wachula, DeSantis said that allowing lab meat only gives elitists the excuse to ban farmed meat. The owner of the Miami Dolphins has reportedly turned down a $10 billion offer for the Dolphins, Hard Rock Stadium, and the Miami Grand Prix Formula One race. According to USA Today, Stephen Ross and billionaire Ken Griffin were engaged in talks but could not come to an agreement on the deal.
Top stories we're following for you this morning include the protest movement seems to be growing at the University of South Florida. Up to 300 people marched from Temple Terrace to MLK Plaza yesterday in a pro-Hamas protest. Police were present, but no arrests were made, and no tear gas was used as it was the day before. Updates at least every 10 minutes on these stories throughout the morning right here on Good Morning Orlando.
And now for our bi-weekly look at legal issues in the news with our in-house legal expert, Attorney Tom Olson. This is Olson on Law.
Hey, it's Alan Spector back with you, and as promised, as we do every Tuesday and Thursday at this time, we bring you Olson on Law with veteran Orlando attorney Tom Olson. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Alan and crew and WFLA listeners.
All right, our topic this morning, how to remove your spouse's name from the deed to your home when he or she dies. First of all, Tom, do most married couples have both of their names on the deed to their home?
Alan, that's true. Usually married couples have both of their names on the deed to their homes, and after their names are the words, a married couple. If you're a married couple and only one of your names is on the deed, then I suggest that we do a new deed where we add both of your names to the deed.
Tom, as I've learned from you, everyone wants to avoid probate. If both spouses have their names on the deed, will probate be required when one of them passes away?
The answer is no. All that the surviving spouse needs to do is record the death certificate in the public records. A new deed is not required. That original deed, together with the death certificate, will place the title to the property solely in the surviving spouse's name.
And will the funeral home record the death certificate for you?
No, the funeral home will order the death certificates for you, but it is up to you to record it in the public records.
All right. Anything else that the surviving spouse needs to do?
Yeah, they need to apply for an additional real estate tax exemption called the widow's exemption. That will save you an additional $500 per year real estate exemption.
As always, great information, Tom. And if you have legal questions, Tom will answer them for you on the Olson on Law show. You can hear that Saturdays at 10 a.m. here on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Tom, thanks very much. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Alan.
And remember, for all of your legal needs, call the Olson Law Group in Orlando.
There you go. Thanks, Tom. We love Tom here. Alan, a big story out of Miami International Airport, which I thought might have made it to elsewhere, actually, but it didn't. Obviously, busy morning on elsewhere. The TSA, their officers at Miami, they made a discovery on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
A man went through the security checkpoint on April the 26th, and he had a bag of snakes with him in his pants.
Ah. The old snakes.
Well, where else would you put them?
The old snakes in the pants gag.
Yes.
That must have been an interesting pat down at TSA.
Yes. So this guy goes there, and whatever they saw, they didn't like. So they called U.S. Customs and Border Protection to let them handle it. Miami-Dade Police also responded. So think about this. You got TSA, Customs and Border Protection, Miami PD, Miami-Dade PD, all show up. And then that wasn't enough, Alan.
Yeah.
For this one guy with snakes in his pants, The Miami-Dade police, they called Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation. So that's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's
for a bag of snakes in your pants. So anyway,
apparently it's pretty a serious deal down there in South Florida. If you got
in your pants,
reptiles in your trousers. You yeah.
Yes, the wrong down there. I was thinking of.
Oh,
I apologize.
Yeah. Well, that's too. Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. According to TSA, the airline that the passenger was traveling on, after the whole snakes in the pants thing, mm-hmm. And this was an international flight, they said, "Yeah, no, you're not getting on." there you go, because you know there's only one thing worse than snakes in the pants. That's snakes on a plane.
Yes, that is very true.
So there you go. All happens in Florida.
Enough is enough. I have had it with these snakes on this
TSA security checkpoint.
Exactly.
Nailed it.
Although I would have thought the guy screaming enough is enough would be the guy with the snakes in his pants.
No, he was trying to keep it on the down low, you know? Like didn't want to be screaming. Hey, I got snakes in my pants.
Yes.
Good morning.
Exactly. It's 8:48. We'll leave the snakes exactly where they are. And we'll take a quick final timeout. We'll come and, back and wrap it up for a Thursday.
Thursday, yeah.
This is Good Morning Orlando.
Want to vote?
Top stories we're following for you this morning include a local town has been named one of America's most endangered historic places. Eatonville was one of the first self-governing all black municipalities in the United States, but the National Trust for Historic Preservation says Eatonville doesn't have the necessary legal protections to support preservation sensitive growth and development. Updates at least every 10 minutes on these stories throughout the morning, right here on Good Morning Orlando.
This is News Radio WFLA Orlando. Listen on the free iHeartRadio app for all your music, sports, talk, and podcasts. Free never sounded so good.
8:52. Don't forget your final reminder before we get to 9:04 that coming up you're going to get a chance to win $1,000 in bonus bucks coming up around 9:04. Before we get out of here this morning, Alan, what is the very latest from UCLA?
The latest is that Los Angeles police are dismantling the pro-Palestinian tents on the UCLA campus. Law enforcement officials from several agencies showed up to UCLA before dawn to push the protesters off the campus. Video shows fireworks being fired into large crowds, officers in riot gear arresting people, and what seems to be tear gas being fired at officers and protesters. By the way, classes at UCLA are canceled for today.
Yeah, you would think. Wow. Yeah, I know the people are being carted away with zip ties right now. So seems to be over. We love talkbacks, as we are always telling you. And Guy wants to play one before we're done this morning. All go right. ahead, Guy.
Cicadas. We don't need no stinking cicadas. I want to see that movie, The Rise of the Giraffes! Giraffes! Giraffes!
Good morning, Orlando. Thank you very much. I guess I'll be going elsewhere to hear that.
There you go.
Giraffes! 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 Giraffes!
You, Sir Henry, get the talk back of the day. That was brilliant.
Yes, you win nothing, because this is the show with no budget. But you win. You win our admiration. And particularly Alan's admiration, and which is always worth
priceless.
Something.
It's priceless.
Priceless. Exactly. Priceless. So there's that. All right, big day today and all kinds of stuff. Obviously, the protest will continue. We'll be telling you the latest on that in the morning. And Donald Trump's criminal trial in New York will be resuming today. Day two. Yes, I know it's Thursday. Day two this week of the trial will happen. Even that's going to be delayed because before they get into day two of the trial, there's going to be a hearing of gag order violations, as you heard earlier on with our national correspondent, Rory O'Neill. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the prosecution's going to do. It's going to be interesting now to see if they even call Michael Cohen. Who, as I pointed out in the first segment today, is really a very compromised star witness. If you want to hear that, well, that's why we podcast this thing. And that's already posted, in actual fact. So you can go back and hear this morning's opening monologue and elsewhere and all kinds of other stuff that that we do on a daily basis. So all that is open and available to you. Tomorrow we will be talking a couple of big programming notes. All right, Ashley Moody, our Attorney General, she is going to be joining us tomorrow morning. And also joining us tomorrow, we're going to be talking to Clay Travis. That'll be fun. So Clay is joining us and the Attorney General. So that's part of tomorrow's show. I'm excited. You excited, Adam?
Yes, that's just part of the rich pageant that is Good Morning Orlando and will be tomorrow morning from 6 to 9.
Exactly right. And, you know, to be honest, even though we've got those two guests in, I've barely begun to prep. So there'll be a lot happening on tomorrow's show. So make sure you're here bright and early.
But also,
you don't want to miss anything.
But also, you need to let people know that we'll make an announcement tomorrow after you talk to Clay.
There you go.
Well,
what could it be?
Oh,
That's what we call in the radio business a tease. Thank you very much to the best crew in morning radio, Lizzie Steele and Inspector Guy Roberts, the tease, yes. Thank you to our guest today, and thanks to you guys. It's never the same without you. We will be back at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning to do it all over again. Keep it locked here for Clay and Buck, and Glenn Beck next, and Dana in the afternoon. Have a great day. Good morning.
Listening to Good Morning Orlando with your host, Simon Conway, co-host and newsman, Alan Spector, executive producer, Guy Roberts, and associate producer, Lizzie Steele. Good Morning Orlando on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Thanks for listening.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.